There's increasing tension between the West and Russia over the poisoning of a double agent in Britain. In an extremely significant move, the leaders of France, Germany and the US have backed Britain in a joint statement in which they say the use of the nerve agent is an attack on the sovereignty of the UK and a security threat to them all. Britain's Prime Minister is not ruling out more sanctions. Russia is determined to retaliate, but there's been no announcement on when or how. Here's Europe correspondent Lisa Miller.
Salisbury has become something of a ghost town. The city centre still has the look of a crime scene. The British Prime Minister arrived to see for herself where a military-grade nerve agent had been used for the first time in Europe since World War II.
As you know, I announced in the House of Commons yesterday the action that we're taking. We do hold Russia culpable for this brazen act and despicable act that's taken place on the streets of what is such a remarkable city.
Theresa May has been buoyed by support from Europe and the US, the leaders releasing a joint statement laying the blame firmly on Russia. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
There's a global disgust at what has happened, and that's very important. And we will continue to make the case to our friends and allies that as a committee of nations, we need to stand up to Russia.
The rhetoric has ramped up. Theresa May isn't ruling out further sanctions. The British Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson, was blunt with his language.
Atrocious and outrageous what Russia did in Salisbury. Russia should go away, it should shut up. But if they do respond to the action that we've taken, we'll consider it carefully and we'll look at our options, but it would be wrong to prejudge their response.
Even Donald Trump, who's hesitated in the past to join criticism of the Kremlin, agreed the situation appeared to be clear.
It looks like it. I spoke with the Prime Minister and we are in deep discussions, a very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it, something that should never, ever happen. And we're taking it very seriously, as I think are many others.
This has all the signs of a serious escalation. The head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, was briefed by British officials.
First of all, I think it's extremely important to express strong political support to the United Kingdom. Sending a clear message that the United Kingdom is not alone. We stand together with them.
In Moscow, Vladimir Putin met officials at the Kremlin, the message coming from there that there will be retaliations for the sanctions and expulsion of 23 Russian diplomats, and it will happen soon. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.